ever thought of putting a camera on a phone was a genius, maybe an evil genius. The combination of camera, phone, and wireless communication can lead to tragic and, yes, legal consequences. Sexting is the term now given to the electronic transmission of risque text messages and photographs via handheld device. Among adults, many of whom should know better, the worst-case scenario is that these sexy photographs get forwarded on, causing embarrassment. Who would have thought that after an amazingly long career as a professional quarterback, Brett Favre's lucrative reputation would be sacked by his own foolish sexting exploits? However, among teenagers, sexting is a crime. When a middle-aged man sends a less-than-fully-clothed photo of himself to a younger woman, the crime is one of arrogance or stupidity. If she didn't want to receive the picture, possibly some kind of cyber flashing. However, when a 16-year-old sends a similar photo to another 16-year-old, they both become felons. Each minor possesses and distributes child pornography, which is a very serious crime that may result in prison time and the requirement to register as a child sex offender. Unfortunately, the ubiquitous and private nature of cell phones allows minors to send these types of pictures quickly on a whim. Various polls suggest that 24% of teens aged 12 to 17 have been either the sender or the recipient of a nude photo by phone or email. Sexting can seem fairly innocent, one besotted Juliet sending a token of her affection to her beloved Romeo. However, as we all know, the road to true love was never easy, particularly teen love, and Romeos and Juliets seem unable to delete photos, only forward them. So, what once was a token of affection soon becomes a tool for revenge. In Lacey, Washington, an eighth grade girl sent a racy photo to her boyfriend. After they broke up, a former friend of the girl convinced the boy to forward her the photo just to see it. The frenemy then forwarded the photo to everyone she knew. A 15-year-old boy in Indiana had nude photos of two fellow classmates and threatened to post one of them online unless the girl loaned him her saxophone. In Plainfield, Illinois, a teenage girl's photo to a boy became quickly shared around a high school. Even if we don't want to see Juliet and Romeo behind bars for their private correspondence, we may want to deter confidants from taking advantage later. Child pornography laws on the books, however, don't distinguish between the two types of sexting and punish them both severely. Even the original self-photographer can be charged, though we can see that the child has been punished enough. Effective January 1, 2011, Illinois passed a new law aimed to soften the effect of child pornography laws on minors who engage in sexting. A minor who distributes or possesses an indecent visual depiction of another minor will be tried and convicted in juvenile court and would not have to register as a sex offender. In addition, a conviction would result in counseling, court supervision, or community service. The original sender might not be guilty of a crime at all. While this new law protects a Juliet or a Romeo from legal consequences, it does not protect the star-crossed youngster from potential cyberbullies, who may not be deterred by the prospect of the lowered penalties. Finally, note that there is a fine line between minor and adult, and these groups fraternize with each other at high school, in college, and at work. If a 17-year-old sends an 18-year-old an indecent visual depiction, then the 18-year-old does not get the benefit of the new law and is guilty of felony child pornography. This is Christine Hurt.